This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
We want to talk today about an article with the headline, An Alternative American Communication System. It's written by Robert Serino. Mike, this is a piece you assigned to your classes to read. It was written, and this is what's going to make this kind of an interesting discussion here. It was written in 1977, but it's something you still assign to students.
Yeah, and I get accused occasionally of, you know, not having more modern things for my students to read, but that's okay. I think it's a neat article because what it does, Serino proposes that in addition to commercial broadcasting, there should be established four openly biased information-based kind of channels, and the biases tend to be sort of political. So he proposes the establishment of a socialist media channel, a liberal media channel, a conservative media channel, and a libertarian media channel. And
of course, this is back in the days before cable, where there's very limited, especially on television, very limited spectrum.
Absolutely. And so, and for that reason, what's supposed to happen here is these four channels are supposed to kind of share every other day. I guess the socialist and the conservative channel will alternate with the liberal and the libertarian channel. And no advertising is allowed on these channels. And no sponsorship of programs, and this, and collectively these four channels are supposed to be called, I guess, the United States Broadcasting Consortium, is if I remember the way he wrote it in the article, and it's financed by taxes from commercial broadcasting profits, and then also by a national lottery, which apparently in 1977 didn't exist either. So. But and then that's the sort of scenario Serino outlines. And then what I ask my students to do is to compare his idea about, you know, having access to four openly biased channels to what's available today, you know, in our total, very, I guess you could call it sophisticated, or, you know, we have a lot of alternatives to choose from, but, you know,
we have channels that reflect each of those philosophies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you
know,
you can talk about Fox, MSNBC, mm-hmm. but beyond that.
Right, and those are sort of like two ends of the spectrum. But, you know, do we have access to any kind of? The question, as I pose it, is how true to life has Serino's, you know, vision from the mid-70s come today? You know, that's the kind of thing that there's no necessarily right or wrong answer to, and it kind of depends on one's own politics as well as, you know, what they've been exposed to. So just sort of a thought piece.
Well, I think there are some parallels between these channels he was envisioning and MSNBC and Fox, because mm-hmm. they're just open about their biases. That's what he's mm-hmm. proposing here, that they not try to be neutral or objective, mm-hmm. and that's a change since we've had MSNBC and Fox News come on the scene. It used to be the network news was pretty neutral, just the facts, ma'am. And now you have these networks that are open about their biases. They don't try to hide them.
I don't know that they're completely open about it when Fox refers to itself as being fair and balanced. That's not coming out and saying we're extreme right wing, we're a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. We're a mouthpiece for the Tea Party, actually, is what Fox is.
Yeah.
They created the Tea Party, some people would contend. I'm interested in what you both have to say, because you have young children. I mean, one of the things Serino talks about is having children's programming free of advertising. I don't think we've seen that. If anything, we've seen more children's programming with even more advertising included as part of it, don't you think?
Actually, on cable, you do have children's programming with no advertising.
Yeah.
Nick Jr. is my 4-year-old's favorite channel, and there's no commercials.
Really? Well, I don't watch that, so I guess I was unaware of that.
Right. And also, you know, another way to do it is to just pull the plug on the cable, which we did at our place, and so all we get is what's in town. And so we get public television, which has electric company and things of that nature on it, all of which is free of commercials. So, you know, it's out there for choosy parents. You know, there is commercial-free children's programming, but a great deal of it is commercially supported still. I don't know how much money is in it for commercial broadcasters anymore, really. It's the kind of stuff that is commercially supported is Cartoon Network and stuff like that, I think.
But, Rich, you raise a good point about just the commercial pressures of on broadcasting and on TV, and I think Serino's vision was of programming that served the public interest mm-hmm. without those pressures. He was trying to remove those pressures.
And I don't think we've seen a lot of that. I mean, there's still a lot of commercial broadcasting out there, even cable, which was you're supposed to pay a subscription for. It was supposed to be free of commercials. Just about every cable channel has commercials along with the programming today. You know, he also talks about the public affairs aspect of it, and I don't think we see a lot of public affairs programming today. I was talking about this with someone the other day, the idea that television, when it started, seemed like a great opportunity to educate people and have documentaries and have educational programming. And instead, it just turned into this forum for basically Madison Avenue to use. Mm-hmm. A lot of commercials. Yeah. I think the internet today is another opportunity to provide a lot more education to people, but what is that going to become? Or what has it become? If you look at, are people going to the internet? Are they to learn things? Or are they going to look at the latest wacky video or whatever the case might be?
Well, I think the answer to that question, that's one of those questions that's either or, and the answer is yes, because it depends on who's doing the looking. I know my kids, for example, when they get online and so forth, they're going to YouTube and watching all these little video type of things. Some of them are pretty rude, too, I might add. And then, of course, I use it to, you know, go find out information and, you know, the famous term, go Google that, you know. So I Google stuff periodically and actually use Yahoo. But anyway, it's the same idea, you know, to just go find out information and so on. But the beauty of the internet still is that we don't quite know what it is yet. And it could become many things, and it is already many things for many different kinds of people. It's sort of like a supermarket, if you will, where you can go out there and find any kind of practically any kind of a thing you want. And I hope that it maintains that sort of, you know, diversity, I guess I would say.
Another point when we were talking about the commercial pressures on TV in this country, one aspect of this article that I found interesting was the comparison to television in other countries, mm-hmm. Europe mostly, and the whole system of government funding of television and the BBC in England. It's has a lot of critically acclaimed programming, and in Britain you have to buy a license to have a TV, and the licensing fees help support it. So it removes the commercial pressures, but then it raises the question, do you have government pressures on programs? I don't know enough about British TV to know, but.
Well, there's certainly a debate in this country whether public broadcasting should be funded by the public, whether we should be paying tax dollars to fund this, even if it really works out just to a few pennies per person. Should we be funding this? That's the debate in this country.
I say we should.
There you go.
Well, we like to hear that.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, as a person who no longer has cable and just, you know, relies on what I can get with a piece of wire hanging out the window, I think the answer still really is in public broadcasting of some form or another. So,
hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.